Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we again have much to cover today, and we are back in the saddle in the state of Minnesota. Got back from Arkansas yesterday, did three or four dates out there, and now the next place that we're going to be going, friends, is going to be going to that of Florida. We'll be in Pensacola on the 24th with Alex Newman and others. Matter of fact, I have a flyer here for people on social media platforms if you'd like to check that out. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the live feed and go ahead and subscribe to that page as well. Or BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of that page. If you want to call in at any time, you can. Again, that number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Here's the flyer up on your screen. Live in Liberty Summit, Andrew Mueller. He's a journalist and a researcher. He works for Alex Newman. I'm sure Alex is becoming very well known to all of us now, friends. He's getting out there. He's a young guy. He's a younger guy. And the major networks are picking him up concerning the severity of his message. And I'm happy to be a part of this event. And, of course, I will be there as well on the 24th of May at 6:30 p.m. We're going to be doing Encounter Church. 825 West 9 Mile Road, Pensacola, Florida. I'm absolutely looking forward to that time. Folks, my payday is being out there with the people. If I'm not out there with the people, it gets stagnant real quick. This is not just talk radio. This is do radio. Faith without works is dead, as we all the well know, friends. So let's start teeing this up, because what I want to get to, friends, is, and I want you to think about what I'm going to tell you next, okay? Because this is to the degree that it's not an issue of this going too far. It's an issue of it's gone too far. I was talking to my last event there in Arkansas, and I said, hey, folks, you have put up with 1,000 times over what our forefathers never in a million years would have put up with. That is you. And people can say, well, Bradley, why are you always so condemning? Wait a second. If you're walking in the truth and you're a doer of the word, you're not condemned. You're not convicted. You're liberated because you're out there doing like we're doing. And as Christians are to do, you're going to walk in the spirit of the Lord. And that where there is liberty. Read 2 Corinthians 3:17. Folks, sin has to be dealt with on a personal level. Because sin has to be dealt with, or it will destroy both those who practice it, listen carefully, or those who tolerate it. Okay? And when I say things like what I'm saying now, when people say, why are you so condemning? Why are you pointing my finger? Because we're the responsible party and there should be no condemnation. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after what? The flesh? For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us all free from the law of sin and death. Read Romans 8 when you get a moment. Listen to this again. Sin has to be dealt with. Okay, in yourself first and foremost, and then within others, taking vengeance on what? Well, when your obedience is fulfilled, you take vengeance on all disobedience. 2 Corinthians, read it when you get a moment, chapter 10. Sin has to be dealt with or it will destroy both those who practice it and those who tolerate it. So don't just sit back and complain about what you tolerate, folks. Actually stand up and deal with these criminals within the halls of government, first starting with the church. All right, so here, let's kick this off really quick. The Defender just highlighted this. I brought this up for a moment last week. But I wanted people to see this again because people are falling over all day long. They're dying suddenly. And again, the CDC and other criminal agencies are doing their best to protect their crimes against humanity. As a matter of fact, that includes the father of the vaccine, Donald Trump, that the media has given all the attention that he needs to put him back into the people's White House. People haven't put two and two together there yet, have they? Ignoring the 1,000 other presidential contenders, let's just go ahead and keep our eyes on him, who's allegedly under attack, when in fact he's not under attack. He's capitalizing off the ignorance of the American people that mean to put him back into the position of president of corporate America. Put that up against 1871, and this is what's going to happen all over again. But here we go. Here is a whistleblower on the Defender. She said, I knew they were killing people, whistleblower says. COVID hospital protocols led to patients' deaths. Now, we highlighted that 1,000 times over, but nobody wanted to listen to it. And you know another thing that's just absolutely crazy is how everybody is blaming Joe Biden for what Donald Trump did. I mean, again, when it comes to Donald Trump, see no evil, hear no evil, right? And they're gluttons for punishment, and history is repeating itself because they're not learning from that history. So again, here we are, friends, another whistleblower coming out, telling people that she knew that the hospitals were being incentivized to kill the patients, and so they were. And here we are talking about it, what, 3 years later? And the CDC then comes out and tries to defend the crimes against humanity? It's insane what people put up with. It truly is. Here's another one for you concerning a whistleblower. This is One American News. Second Boeing whistleblower dies mysteriously from sudden infection, leaving doctors baffled. I mean, here again, should we sit and play stupid? Should we act like this stuff doesn't really go on, friends? I thought many of us were beyond that, especially all of you that watch this show who continuously say, you know, I've been called a conspiracy theorist, and now all the conspiracies have come to play. I need more theories because, in fact, they aren't theories. They are, in fact, conspiracy. Read Jeremiah 11:9 when you get a moment as well. Here again, One American News reports second Boeing whistleblower dies mysteriously from sudden infection, leaving doctors baffled. Wow. Okay, here we go. All right, so we're going to be talking about 140 illegal immigrant that rioted, that warred against our military on the southern border in just a couple minutes here. But what's interesting, and this is what I want you to hear, and I was going to highlight this a moment ago, and I'm catching my thought now. But what's interesting, folks, is the 140 illegal immigrants that were charged rioting, warring against our military at the southern border, all the charges were dismissed. But I want you to keep in mind there's over 950 January 6ers that remain in jail. You better understand what this is aimed at, folks, because it's not aimed at foreigners. It's aimed at you. Just ask the DHS, who highlighted you and defined you over 72 times concerning what a domestic terrorist is. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come right back after this break. 1-866-582-99.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgednews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Isn't it absolutely amazing, folks? And I had said this at one of the events that we did, actually a couple of them that we did in Arkansas just this last week. A country's paying way too much in taxes when your criminal federal government and state governments are stealing your money away, namely federal government in this particular point that I'm going to make. But you know that you're paying way too much in taxes when they can give $61 billion of your money to Ukraine. A Nazi leader, Lozinski, and the fact of the matter, friends, is we know he's a sodomite. We know that he's an actor, and he's a bad one at that, but that's who your federal government is actually stealing your money away and reallocating it to. Well, it doesn't stop there, and this is the point that I'm making, that you are paying way too much in taxes. You're being taxed on the way in, taxed on the way out. You're being taxed over there. You're being taxed over here. You're being double taxed, triple taxed. Hey, folks, just because they say so doesn't make it law, right? It's time to start reading and doing our due diligence, 2 Timothy 2:15. Because the fact of the matter is, taxation without representation is pretty, it should be pretty legit today, shouldn't it? It should be something that we take a look at and understand that we're the ones paying for our own demise here every step of the way. So let me make another point to just go ahead and add insult to injury here. We see now Tim Brown just highlighted on sonsoflibertymedia.com that Biden just gave 100,000 illegals Obamacare. So don't sit there and act like Americans that this stuff is not being pre-planned. And that's all there. Hey, folks, the illegals are coming into America. Many of them are paid provocateurs. They're coming into America, and they're protesting our government, us, and they're saying that, for example, in this particular case, where Biden gives over 100,000 illegals Obamacare, that DACA is not enough. Listen to this, folks. It's not enough. No, you're right. It's not. It's enough for the 329.5 million people to stand up and take these people, round them up like President Truman did under what? Operation Wetback, taking all the illegals and then deporting them back to where they came from. I mean, this is insane what's going on in this country today, friends. Absolutely insane. And it's double talk at every given turn. Don't sit there and tell me that this stuff is not pre-planned. There's nothing constitutional about Obamacare. There's nothing constitutional about that which preceded Obamacare, which was called Romneycare. There's nothing constitutional about what Donald Trump called Obamacare when he called it the American Health Care Act. It's all Obamacare. It's all illegal. It's unconstitutional. It's all illegal. Therefore, it is nugatory. Americans, hello. My goodness, folks, again, this is not going to stop until the American people put a stop to this nonsense lawfully, friends. My goodness, why are the illegals coming into America? Because they're taking your money and they're alluring them into this country. I've highlighted this 50,000 times over. I just talked to somebody in western Minnesota today where they told me that they're noticing a lot of people from Jamaica that are beginning to, I don't want to say assimilate, but they're beginning to colonize in these certain areas. We see the Muslims doing that all over the country. And the fact of the matter is this isn't by chance. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. And why? Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 63. My goodness, folks. You know what's interesting? And this is how short-sighted people are. Like, for example, when you look at federal law concerning the illegals, they're committing crimes left and right. Of course they're committing crimes because when they cross the border, they committed a crime. And if they committed the crime there, they're going to commit more crimes when they get here. And that's exactly what they're doing by demanding a form of reparations. But isn't it interesting, folks, when they commit crimes against our police, rape our children, rape our wives, assault our military, the list goes on. That's all they have to do is whine some more to federal agencies that are acting unconstitutionally. And for some reason or another, they're acting in response by giving them what they want. That's called being given over right through a siege. Again, look at the curses. Start in verse 15, go to 63 in the book of Deuteronomy 28. Start in verse 15, go to 63. But what's interesting, folks, the crimes that they commit, you know that in federal law, if an illegal alien commits a crime, did you know that the person that allured them in to the country through a treasonous act, did you know that they are personally held accountable according to this federal statute for the crime committed by the illegal alien? But isn't it interesting how the people are crying out to the very people that are committing the act of treason by alluring them into the United States of America? Read Article 3, Section 3, cross-check everything that I'm telling you. And what do? They forget about, they want the criminal, they want to make sure that there's consequence for the crime that they commit. Absolutely, no doubt about it. But what they do is they forget about the individuals that illegally and treasonously acted upon impulse to allure them into the United States of America. You forget about, hey, folks, here's the deal. What I'm saying is, instead of suffering all the abuses, why don't you shut the door and commit the act of impeachment upon those that are committing the crime and hold them accountable according to Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7? My goodness. I mean, that makes sense, right? Instead of the masses suffering the abuse, why don't the masses get together and deal with the ones that are the creators of the abuse? Those that are creating the crimes, those that are alluring the criminals into America. I mean, you have a guy named Joe Biden who's an absolute joke. And the joke is on the American people. You can make fun of them all you want to. But the fact of the matter is, instead of the American people actually taking the time and dealing with the criminal, nope, they let him run out his criminal tenure. They say, well, we're going to vote him out in 2 years. And I've highlighted this before, too. But you need to understand, once he lies or commits the smallest of infractions, misdemeanors, according to Article 2, Section 4, you are to impeach him right then and there. The people have the power to do it. And if you don't do that, then he's going to go ahead and do it again and again and again and again. And that's why I always make reference to that Edmund Burke quote where he said, they'll always do whatever you let them get away with. Of course. Of course. Sin has to be dealt with or it will destroy both those who practice it and those who tolerate it. Period. And what is sin? Transgression of the law. What are these politicians doing? They're transgressing the law. They're transgressing the law. That makes them criminals. Hey, folks, you guys do know that if you go into Mexico, there is a high consequence for the crimes that you commit if you go into Mexico illegally, right? I just want to make clear that you understand that. You go into their country illegally, you're in big trouble. You're going to jail, you're going to be fined big time. And they're going to make sure that you never do it again. Some countries, if you go in illegally, they'll kill you. But your country right now is being handed off to your sworn enemies on so many different fronts. And let me remind you, a majority of them are military-aged men. Okay, so let's go ahead and take it up another step here. I did an article the other day. I didn't get to it because we were talking about hopefully something that we're going to be getting to during the second hour. How the blind are just following the blind and then they wonder why they're under judgment. 140 illegal immigrants. Riot charges dismissed while 950 January 6ers remain in jail. Now, I just checked this 2 days ago, and what's interesting is 3 years later, January 6th, by the numbers, now more than 1,200 have been charged, more than 460 in prison for their role in the Capitol attack. You guys all know what this message is, right? Don't you dare stand up against our totalitarian system of government that we need to implement. Don't you dare stand up against us, because we're going to dictate every facet of your life. And if you dare stand up against us, this is what we're going to do to you. We're going to create you out to be a domestic terrorist. And it's exactly what they're doing. And it's what they're being allowed to do, because the American people are allowing their said representative government to go ahead and assume authority and act outside of the authority that's been given unto them through delegation from we the people. That's why it's happening. Okay? I also want to make clear, friends, as I just did a moment ago, the crimes that these people are bringing in with them is astounding. It's astronomical, to say the least. But what I want you to know here is these rioters, these 140 illegal immigrants, where their riot charges were dismissed, while 950 January 6ers remain in jail. I wanted to just read the judge's name. The Spanish judge in Texas, Judge Ruben Morales, somehow ruled against American law, and I put there, he must be impeached and prosecuted. He argued that Texas authorities failed to prove probable cause. You know, isn't that interesting that he would say, failed to prove probable cause? Well, if you look at what took place on January 6th, we have video of everything. And we have probable cause because we can see on the camera, as the film continuously rolls out, as to who the responsible party and parties are that were committing crimes on January 6, 2021. And it wasn't the people that are sitting in jail right now. It was the paid provocateurs that were bussed in. So there's no proof, yet they're in jail, the January 6ers, and we have proof on these 140 illegal migrants that are rioting on the border, and yet somehow they can't be charged.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News. News update. Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs is signing the repeal of a Civil War era abortion law recently upheld by that state's high court. It means Arizona law will now revert to a ban on abortion after 15 weeks. Governor Hobbs railed against support for the 1864 ban, which she considers to be from a bygone era.
A ban that was passed by 27 men before Arizona was even a state. A time when America was at war over the right to own slaves. A time before women could even vote.
The reconstruction of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore is estimated to cost nearly $2 billion. Maryland's transportation secretary informed the Baltimore Sun and the Washington Post Thursday that replacing the collapsed structure will likely come with a preliminary price tag ranging from $1.7 to $1.9 billion.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. We are back in Minnesota. We will be heading to Florida in the up-and-coming month, at the end of the month here, actually on the 24th in Pensacola, Florida. With that, friends, check out the schedule. Also, check out the store. For reference, on live radio here, we have all the profits. We're pointing to the front. It's out. I don't usually spend a lot of time doing this on live radio. I spend a lot of time sharing this with my live chat friends. But they are now out. Orders will go out on Monday. Do order. Go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And again, your orders will go out on Monday. You will have them within 3 to 5 days. Say at the USPS, I say 2 to 3 days. But again, they will leave out the door on Monday. Cool? Just wanted to let you know. 1-866-582-9933. Was just highlighting 140 illegal immigrants, Americans. I'll say it again. I'll say it a little bit slower. 140 illegal immigrants in the riot that they were caught on tape in writing. All their charges were dismissed by a judge, I want you to hear this, in Texas, named Ruben Morales. Okay? And arguing that Texas authorities failed to prove probable cause on video. On video. Okay? So they were busted on video. Well, so were the bad guys on January 6th busted on video, but it wasn't the Patriots that are sitting behind bars right now. It was the paid provocateurs that were bussed in. Remember, they were allured by Trump. Remember, they were led to the Capitol. They were then entrapped by paid provocateurs and the D.C. police that were waiting for them, right? And then they were accused of the crimes that the D.C. police and the FBI informants and the paid provocateurs were guilty of committing. But when it comes to the illegals on video, where they were, in fact, assaulting our military on the borders, those charges have been dropped. Folks, the Lord is shaking you awake. He truly is. And if you're going to go back to sleep, remember that the enemy sows tares while you sleep, Matthew 13:25. But I know that you hear me right now, and I know that you see me right now in most cases. And this is our responsibility. How any of us have even rolled over in the face of this, it blows me away. When I'm out there publicly speaking, I'm reminding everybody of what's going on here concerning the January 6ers. I'm doing my part. I'm doing my job. And why those that were living out and exercising their First Amendment right are sitting behind bars right now shows the accomplices within the bodies or the incarnate humans in America today to sit back and tolerate their politicians in doing so. Congress shall make no law. Congress shall make no law. But they made one, didn't they? Counter to law, but this is what communists do. What is that no law about? Respecting an establishment of Christianity or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. That's freedom. It's found within that. Or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the right of the people. Listen carefully. Or of the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. Well, when you petition the government for redress of grievances concerning your setting representatives, now they're creating you to be criminals if you dare redress their grievances or your grievances that you have with them. They just throw you in jail now. They trump up charges. They get you to, you know, basically barter. They want a guilty plea out of you. They say, you know, we're going to throw you in jail for 25 years, but if you just admit your guilt in this charge and this charge and this charge that they make up, well, we'll just go ahead and lessen that to a third of what we would originally sentence you to. Wow. I can't find that in the Word of God. I can't find that concerning the way our forefathers established this system of jurisprudence. Oh, my goodness, folks. Oh, my goodness. You can't make that kind of stuff up, can you? Nope. We're in it. We're definitely in it, folks. You're allowing politicians to lower the law to the point where now they accuse you of being the lawbreaker when you're upholding the law. Again, read Proverbs 17:15. As a matter of fact, I'll go ahead and read it for you. He that justifieth the wicked, and he that condemneth the just, even those, or even they, both are an abomination to the Lord. I want to say this too, and I want you to listen carefully. Whenever you see the word abomination and the Lord labels an abomination and you're on the wrong side of the fence and you're the abominable one or committing the act of an abomination, you probably better get your situation straight with them really quick. Because God is not slack to repay them to their face that hate him. He's swift to repay them to their face. How these men, these wicked men, go to sleep knowing that they're throwing innocent men in jail bewilders me. They don't realize that it's a judgment unto themselves. See, the Bible says we're appointed unto afflictions, right? And when you look in the book of Thessalonians, it talks about how we endure those afflictions and we endure that we might partake for what? That we're worthy, that we're counted worthy. Through what? The trials and the tribulations that men bring upon us. That we're worthy of that kingdom that we shall receive. And what does Scripture tell us after that? Well, it's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble us. That means that judgment, once you bear your cross and the Lord works death in you and the life of Christ in you, that judgment now falls on them. I know! I get it! A lot of people have never read the Bible for themselves. They've never heard their pastors that I heard in Arkansas. Everybody at that meeting complaining about saying the pastors aren't doing their job. I totally get it, but there's a lot of ignorant people out there that are going back and reverting back to their pastors that aren't doing anything and that really don't have a testimony in the Lord, and they're parroting the things that they say because they don't do. Therein lies the problem. This is Scripture. Inflaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power. That is New Testament. That is New Testament. I can give you Old Testament and New Testament, which are one and the same. When it comes to the promises of God, they are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. Hey folks, when Jesus was on that cross, that was a defeat of Satan because Christ conquered through His cross. It wasn't a defeat on His part. It was Him conquering the enemy who thought He was conquering the Christ. Had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Why? Because it's the power of God unto salvation. What is the cross experience when you bear your cross and you stand against your enemies and your enemies have the audacity to go ahead and attack the Lord's anointed when He said not to do it? What does that mean? Had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory, spoiling principalities and powers. When you read the book of Psalms, what do you see? You see David, who is set as a light to bring judgment upon the heads of the wicked. That's what king, and that's who King David was, right? Put that up against Isaiah 51, verse 4. Now, what was the other side of that? Well, when we read the book of Psalms, what do we see? We see David broken into 1,000 pieces. We see him studying the law. He understood not to be defiled. He understood to seek the face of God in everything, at all times and all places. He understood where to put his affections, Colossians 3:1. And in the process of doing that, he was bearing his cross, asking the Lord through imprecatory prayers to do what? To deal with his enemies. And what is the Bible say? That the Lord went with David whithersoever he went, and he left him not in the hands of his enemies. That's Scripture. And let me say it for the 1,000th time here. The New Testament is the fulfilling of the Old because we're the seed of David. That we're sanctified unto obedience, under the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, establishing the sure mercies of David, order to right and sure. Boy, that sounds like 1 and 2 Peter. Oh my goodness, it surely does. You know, and this is one of the things that men of old used to know in the church. And more importantly, the enemies of the men of old knew not to mess with the children of God, but they did it anyways, didn't they? Didn't Pharaoh? He messed with the children of God, right? Well, those children were under the blood of the Paschal Lamb, which was a type of the blood of Jesus Christ. It's not a good thing for anybody to lay their hands towards the children of God. I said the children of God. I'm talking about those that keep His commandments, that they might understand, that they might live that way. The Lord shows mercy unto those, unto 1,000 generations, to those that keep His commandments. Right? That's who Satan attacks. And every time you have a victory, friends, by holding to the cross, no matter how many people are coming against you, whatever the case might be, in that trial, tribulation, or persecution, just hold to that cross because you will see the desires of your Lord. You will see the desires of the Lord upon the heads of those that have risen up against you. Read Psalm 18. He'll give you the necks of your enemies. The Bible tells us in the book of Deuteronomy, that those that rise up against you, that they should be smitten before you, that they shall not rise again. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before your face. They shall come out against you one way, and they shall flee before you seven ways. What Bible are people reading in America today? I'm sorry, that's right, they're not, for the most part. Whoa! It's nothing but a bunch of promises for the children of God. The people of the earth shall see that you're called by the name of the Lord, and they shall fear you for His name's sake. It's not anything you're doing within yourself. It's what He does on your behalf. Amen? Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, you know what they'd be doing. They'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean, bring it down. Amen. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back. I want to highlight a couple more points, and then we're going to get to something we were talking about last week, or at the beginning of the week. Forgive me. 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. Just a heads up here real quick. 24th of May, 6:30 p.m., Live in Liberty Summit. We will be at the Encounter Church. Folks, it's going to be a packed house. This we know. You're going to have Andrew Mueller there, Alex Newman, and myself again on May 24th at Encounter Church in Pensacola, Florida. And you have your heads up. Check out our schedule. Also, check out our store. Also, consider becoming a son or a daughter of Liberty. Folks, you keep us out there. Without you, we do not survive. Okay, that's what a ministry does. And again, we just got back from Arkansas, and we are on our way at the end of the month to that of Pensacola, Florida. It's been a busy week. It's been a good week. Am I burnt? No, not really. My voice is a little bit. But the fact of the matter is I love to be spent. Let me give you a typical day really quick, folks. So what we do is I get up in the morning, like today I did, about 6:30 this morning. Got up, I'm starting to get a download, so I started the route right away concerning about the topic that we're going to hit in just a couple minutes here. concerning what's going on over there in Israel and how the Christians, the professed Christians of the day, are just blindly leading behind their favorite politician and supporting those in Israel and those of the Jews of the day without even making distinction, which the Lord continuously made distinction. And it's not just the Jewish people. But what's crazy about all this, friends, is your government, your said representatives, again, not concerned about the safety of the American people, but concerned with those going on or what is going or allegedly going on over there in Israel right now. Nobody's hyping that up more than the mainstream media is right now, folks, all through distraction to keep your eyes off the ball as to what's going on. And what are they doing? They just passed in the House right now where a majority of our said representatives said we need to stop this anti-Semitism. Oh, okay. We'll stop the anti-Semitism. That's totally fine. But you know what? There's already laws in the books for all that. Why this special badge for the Jewish people right now? And by the way, who are those Jewish people? That applies to all of us, ethnicity, religion, whatever the case is. Because what motivates crime is hate in every given scenario. So those laws are already in the book. But what I want to do is I want to make clear that people understand that they make distinction as to who they are supporting. And I'll put a little salt on your tongue real quick. Revelations 3:9 tells us what? Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say that they are Jews, and they are not, but do lie. Here, and let me also put this little salt pebble on your tongue as well. Just 2 weeks ago, I had played a video for you as the mainstream media and all the politicians in unison, Kristi Noem, Ron DeSantis, Greg Abbott, Donald Trump, are all driving support to make laws to go ahead and stifle free speech, not in Israel, but in America. You heard me right. Not in Israel, but in America. Ron DeSantis is over in Israel signing on to hate crime legislation. Wait a second. He doesn't work for them. Oh, I think we should take a step back and reevaluate what we're seeing here, friends, because we're not being protected. We're the ones that are being assailed while the Christians in America are blindly following behind in support of Israel and the Jews without even asking who or what they're supporting. Jesus over and over and over again tells us to make distinction. There were sheep, there was goats, right? There were children of the flesh, there was children of the spirit, right? Isn't that what Scripture says? Yeah, and we're supposed to preach the whole counsel because to do otherwise is a false balance. It's an abomination in the sight of the Lord. And that's what we're seeing today. Why am I saying all this? What got my attention, because I was there in 1992, by the way, but what got my attention is when I seen the video, and I'll play it for you on the other side of this break, on hour two. It's a video of legislators in what they call Israel today, by what they call Jews today, that are trying to incriminate Christians. It's the same spirit that crucified Jesus, John 19:15. They're trying to pass a bill right now to imprison anybody that brings forth the name of Jesus Christ for 1 to 2 years. That's what these politicians are driving you to support. And again, and say, hey, folks, and I've said it before, and I'll say it again. If there's 100 people in a room, they all call themselves Christians, I can tell you right now you're going to find one or two out of those 100 people that are the real deal, that are born of the Spirit of God, John 3:3. And if they are, they're shaking the house. There's no question about it, right? So in every group of people, we should always make distinction between that which is evil and that which is good. And Ezekiel 44:23 tells us that we're supposed to make distinction concerning that which is holy and that which is defiled. Did Jesus do it? Oh my goodness, over and over and over and over and over again. I mean, look at the time through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the time that Jesus spent in rebuking the religious hypocrites of the day that in fact called themselves Jewish people. Okay? I just want to make clear, that's what we're going to be talking about in just a bit here. Get all your Christian friends to watch the show. Get them to dial in. You got about 10 minutes here before we break into hour two. But again, what I want to do is I want you to make distinction. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. It's like a politician. Isn't it interesting? Over here in America, they call themselves Christians. Jesus said, many come in my name. Be not deceived. Many come in my name. Be not deceived. He said over and over and over again. How many times have we seen politicians profess to be Christians, and yet when they get in office, they turn on the people? Case in point, I just got back from Arkansas. This is interesting, and this makes segue into the point that we're making here perfectly. You guys all know who the governor of Arkansas is, right? You guys all know who it is? I thought everybody would know who she is. Governor of Arkansas, again, I was just there, Sarah Huckabee. I met her dad in 2012 at the RNC, sweetheart of a guy. We knew he was compromised. We knew that, but he was a great guy. I guarantee any of these politicians, folks you're going to meet, you're going to think that they're the coolest people in the world. That is until you start to pay attention to the fruit. That's how Jesus told us to judge, right? Matthew 7, 16 through 20. But Sarah Huckabee slid right into office as the governor in the state of Arkansas. Why was there very little opposition? Because they seen that she was the press secretary under Donald Trump. Right? They gave her the benefit of the doubt. My last event that I did, I heard a whole bunch of people in Arkansas that were absolutely angry with Sarah Huckabee. Why? Oh, just like any other politician that's put up. They tell you what you want to hear. They get into office, and what do? They turn on the people. She's calling secret meetings. She's trying to steal away their rights. She's attacking the people in the state of Arkansas. Isn't it interesting you're hearing very to a little to nothing concerning Sarah Huckabee right now? No, because she sold herself in a good light. And isn't that what Jesus told us? That Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. But did Jesus say, go ahead and judge him that way? No, he said, judge him by his works, what he does, by his deeds. 2 Corinthians 11, 14, and 15. Case, that was a free one. It was absolutely astounding because when I got there, I didn't really know what was going on, but people were very angry about what was going on with their governor. And then all of a sudden, I heard Sarah Huckabee. And then I spent some time talking with an attorney I'm going to have on the show this up and coming week. And interestingly enough, he said these people were blind. They took her for face value because she was Donald Trump's press secretary. I said nothing. Which one hasn't done that? I want to know. 1-866-582-9933. Well, they're not perfect. Oh, no, I know. But the law's perfect. And they're supposed to obey that perfect law, regardless of their flaws. The lawgiver is perfect. He's the standard. Not the corrupt politician and his flaws and his excuses and his sin and his willful transgression that he's committing against you. And you are somehow trying to justify him. And I want to tell you why you're trying to justify him. You're trying to justify him because you're trying to justify what you do. Because you see it in him. Repent, America. Repent. We're going to talk about that on the other side of this break. I'm going to just go ahead and break into that due to the fact that this is the fastest hour on national radio. Well, guess what, folks? We got another hour coming up. Hour two is coming up in just a couple minutes here. Hold up with me. 1-866-582-9933. We got a lot to talk about. I'm going to play this video for you, too, so you can watch it for yourself. They say that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, let me ask you, what about a video that plays out for 2 minutes of a bunch of Israelis or self-professed Jewish people that are trying to incriminate Christians there, and the mainstream media and politicians over here in America want you to blindly follow in their lead concerning your support for them, regardless of what they're supporting or telling you is true or not? Well, that's what we're doing here. That's what a preacher does. Be right back.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.